Hello and welcome to another edition of the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. It's a place to swing by for a brief moment for some stories and news and things to ponder. It's a place to take a small pause from your busy life. So grab yourself some coffee or a mug of tea or a pop, as we like to call it here in the North Country, and kick back for a moment. Take a breather. My best half and I have had enough of winter and ice and cold, so we decided it's time to take a trip to the south for a bit to see the sun and go where it's warmer and maybe even feel the ocean or gulf breeze on our faces. And now to figure out the packing for us and two canines, and also to figure out where to go. This week we've been looking at extended weather forecasts for the southern United States, anywhere from Florida to Arizona. Anywhere where the temps may climb above 50 degrees and there's no snow or ice to slip and slide on. We spent the past few weeks also debating taking the cow, the cabin on wheels as we call it, or just taking the conversion van that has a bed in the back and some storage under the bed for cooking stuff and backpacks. Are we planning to go and park for a few weeks someplace warm, or are we going to travel cross country and see lots of stuff? That's what it really boils down to with us deciding. After a small discussion about how to travel, we decided the van alone would be fine for heading south. The cow for us is more of a place to stay and base camp when we're up north. While it's a great little home away from home, it isn't really needed as much for cross-country travels like we do. It was great last year taking it to see some of the family in El Paso and staying for 3 weeks at the same place. But this trip, we're planning a few days to stay here and maybe a few days there. So the plan is to pack up Hannah Savannah, the conversion van, and hit the road. We're still slightly up in the air, but it seems to be that we're leaning more towards the southwest. So, not a plan for packing for a road trip with just the van. A van that we'll sleep in and cook out of at times when we're parked. A trip through the cold freezing weather on the way to warmth, and a trip with possible freezing temps on the flip side coming back. So, packing for two or three climates is in order. I'm thinking, that being said, the packing will need to be compact enough that we can stow everything away and still have room for 200 pounds worth of dogs who like to sprawl out everywhere. First thing needed before any packing will be to clean out the van. You see, we had some part put in it last week, and the whole engine cover inside was taken off to get at the fix, which meant that the little table and storage area under the table had to be moved to the back of the van, and the nice runners and mats I had positioned to keep snow, salt, and mud off the carpet up front, well, they also got flung to the back of the van. So, before any packing, putting Hannah back together was the first order of business. While there isn't much to clean and put back together, in the 10-degree weather, it was, to say the least, difficult. The plastic custom-cut mats for the driver and passenger seats were just like they were left when they were flung backwards. They were frozen in unique and bizarre shapes, not even close to how they should be placed around the front floor of the van. One of two things would need to happen. Either bring them inside to thaw and rush back out to install them before they refroze, or just wrestle with them and get them sort of in place, and then blast the heater when we went uptown for gas and press them in place. Well, I chose the latter, only because the van was parked away from the house and I didn't feel like making three trips back and forth to the house. Our driveway is glare ice, and I was pretty much convinced I'd wipe out on one of those three trips back and forth to the house. I don't have much faith in myself in staying in an upright position this winter when walking after two previous wipeouts. So, after what seemed like forever and freezing my bare hands trying to shape the mats, I finally got them smashed down enough that we could take it and go to the Quick Trip. By the time we got there, the mats were pliable and put down in place. So, here it is a few days later, and I need to start seriously thinking about getting any of the things we will need for the camping part packed. For the most part, I'm thinking of a cook stove and the camp cook kit and two mugs. Just enough to boil some water for coffee or tea and maybe heat a quick meal in a kettle. Otherwise, most of the foods will be easy stuff I can store and open up on the spot. And of course, there'll be some eating out at local cafes and places. I always enjoy that part of vacation. Except once, when we were in Louisiana and I ordered the Cajun platter. We were at a local bar and grill in a tiny town way down deep south Louisiana, along the Gulf. I'd always wanted to try local Cajun food, and not just the box stuff you get from the store or a chain restaurant. When I got my meal, it looked incredible and smelled delicious. On the platter were three or four different kinds of seafood items and some hush puppies and rice. Well, I dove into that meal, and within about 15 seconds, I truly thought my mouth was going to explode. Cajun food down south is nothing like what you would get here in Minnesota, where we don't exactly spice up our foods that much with heat. This food burned all the way down in my throat and into my stomach. My eyes were tearing up, and I could barely speak. I washed it down with water, which is the wrong thing to do. I guess you're supposed to wash hot, spicy stuff down with milk to coat your stomach. All the while that I was tasting each food item, praying the next one wouldn't be so spicy, my best half was thoroughly enjoying his non-Cajun meal, watching the entertainment across from him where I was sitting and breathing fire from my mouth. Well, I learned that night I will never order Cajun food from a local place down south, ever again. But as usual, I've digressed, back to getting ready to head out on our vacation. I decided making a list before I start packing may be more beneficial, being we are probably traveling through three seasons. I will need to pack for temps from 0 to 70 degrees, I'm thinking, and we'll mostly be camping in the van. I decided to work from the outside in, meaning a list of the stuff we'll need for the van and sleeping in it, to the last list of packing our clothes for the change of temps as we drive down and then heading back into winter. Last year, coming back from El Paso, we went from 65 degrees above when we left Texas to 11 below when we got to Kansas. It was brutal. We had driven too late to find a place to stay, so we opted for a truck stop. And our gas furnace in the cow, it didn't work. Needless to say, that was the morning we woke up to the two dogs burrowed under the sleeping bags with us. The keeping one paw on the ground rule wasn't snuggling. Well, that went out the minute the temperatures went below 0. It definitely was a two-dog night. They helped keep us warm that night. I've kind of come to realize that half the fun and stress of taking a trip in the winter here in Minnesota is more of an adventure than the actual trip itself sometimes. The prepping for all kinds of temperatures and getting the vehicle ready is half the journey. The list, the digging out stuff to take along just in case, and the survival packing all play into the bigger picture of the trip. I remember the last lines of a poem I once read, and it said, "The joy is in the journey, not at the journey's end." I guess this holds true oftentimes in life as well as in packing for a winter trip to who knows where. We may not know where we're going, but we're making good progress getting there. Once again, thanks for listening to the Solid Rock Minnesota podcast. We're honored and grateful. If you'd like to receive a free Solid Rock Minnesota bumper sticker, please message us here or go to our website at www.solidrockminnesota.com. We'd love to send you one free of charge with no strings attached. Until next time, may you be filled with life, laughter, family, and friends, people who truly know you. Many blessings.